Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall. So join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped world, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Bam, 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 bam. Welcome to Off the Rails. A lot going on here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I accidentally called Blitz dad. Not daddy, though. I don't know why I did that. I was like in a trance in like a daze, and I was thinking about just shit I have to do today, and that includes possibly booking a flight to California, and I need to call my dad. I don't know. The wires got crossed. I didn't call you daddy. I didn't even call you dad. I was just like, all right, let's go. And then I was like, wait, what? So did I just call you? I don't know what would be worse. Like if I called you like an ex's name or I called you dad, but it was fucking that. Both are bad.
Yeah.
And not daddy, by the way. Like just dad. Like dad.
Have you ever called anyone the wrong name?
No.
Yeah, not like
an acquaintance or something. Yeah. But there's this guy that's friends with my best friend here.
Okay.
And they have a friend of Hispanic descent, and I had met him before, and when I met him again, I called him like Francisco. I'm like, Francisco, right?
Oh, jeez.
And his name was Chris.
Oh.
Like, I called him something, Pedro, Francisco.
Maybe you had low blood sugar.
Right. And I was just like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, it's Christopher. I'm like, oh, fuck. So that wasn't a good look. I embarrassed myself a lot. So sometimes I'll remember the wrong name. It's rare, though. But it happens. Usually I don't call, you know, people I know well by the wrong name. That's weird.
Yeah.
So 813-90 Bubba. Rhett was yelling in the hallway. So I immediately dropped everything.
And it actually wasn't the hallway.
Where was it?
It was the office back
which
is even worse.
Was
it was farther away.
Yeah. Well, I went out in here outside of the studio and I was trying to eavesdrop, and at first I was like, that's rude, but I'm like, he's being so loud, he wants people to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
And at first I thought he was talking to his brother, because, to be honest, I heard they have a bit of a strained relationship, so I thought it was like some family feud deal, but then you told me that that's not the case.
Right.
Can you explain what happened? Who did he call?
I mean, basically, I believe the short story is that Rhett did some work for a guy a while back, and the guy owes him money and hasn't paid him. So he's trying to find the money. Trying to get money from the guy.
Fair enough. And apparently he's not answering on when Rhett calls him from his number, right?
That's what I understand.
And so did he borrow Lummy's phone?
Yeah. And I believe this is like a multi-month. Like, I guess this guy's owed Rhett money for like quite a while.
Okay.
It's not like, hey, you know, you're a week late. I guess like this guy's been dodging Rhett for like months.
Do you know how much is owed roughly?
I do, but I don't. I mean, that's not
my
business.
Okay.
It's not like an ungodly amount of money, but it's also not nothing.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I can kind of ballpark it in my head. It was so loud that I could hear the guy on the phone. Was he on speaker or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was he claiming?
Oh, I didn't really pay much attention, but the guy had just stories on stories.
Just excuses about what's going down or why he hasn't paid.
Actually, here, I want you to.
Yeah, I see you're writing.
Did you see what I wrote?
No. I see you're writing something.
Write down what you think the guy owes Rhett.
Okay.
Let me
walk you through what number I'm going to, like, what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So Rhett isn't like rolling in dough. So it would be well worth his effort to go after even something that is somewhat,
absolutely.
Okay. But this is what I think it is.
You're very close.
Okay.
It's actually a little more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Okay.
Can I have my pin back now?
Yep. Sorry. Kiss that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bliss.
Yeah. Oh no. It's Chris. It's definitely worth him going after.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And is this guy like a friend? We know the relation.
I don't have any idea.
Yeah. Well, fuck that guy. I can never. I mean, as Jewish and as cheap as I am, I could never imagine extracting work from someone, telling them I'm going to pay them, and then just not fucking paying them.
Right.
Like, I could fucking never do that, ever. Supposedly, or steal from someone.
So it sounds like this guy's on, like, hard times, I guess. And that was his, the short bit I gathered, that was his excuse.
Right.
But, like, I would have at least tried to pay Rhett, like, hey, look, here's a deal. I've got no money. I'm living paycheck to paycheck,
yeah.
But I'm going to pay you, you know, X amount of dollars per week or every other week or whatever. Like, even if it's just, you know, $20, $40, like some, I'll
just
send
just
you
so
money.
Progress.
Yeah. Like I'll get you.
Effort matters. Like, even if it's not the money that, you know, in a lump sum, if they just show that they're at least trying to chip away at the deal,
I'm willing to bet that this guy probably owes a lot of people
a lot of money.
And so, like,
yeah,
there's
you're not
no way. There's no way
calls.
You're gonna chip out, you know.
Yeah, what a total piece of shit.
Yeah,
honestly,
and I don't mind owing like a company money. I mean, I still don't like it, but like whatever.
But like a friend, like a person you know.
I don't like that.
You gotta be a piece of shit to do something like that.
Yeah,
in my estimation, 813-90 Bubba. So I kind of teased this, at the beginning of the show, but I'm pretty sure I'm going home to Cali,
oh,
going
right.
back to Cali.
This real quick too.
Yeah.
Jeff reminded us in chat. Remember the guy that called in with the same name as the guy that owed Rhett money and Rhett thought it was the guy calling in the show?
Oh yeah.
That's the same guy.
It was
no,
him.
No. Oh. It's not the same guy that called in, but that's the same situation we're talking
about. I see.
About, so.
He's hot on the deal.
Yeah.
At first I thought he was yelling at Lummy and then I was really interested, but then I was like, oh, he's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I am planning, I think, on going home. I was originally thinking like, nah, my parents can come here at some point. But I was like, you know what? I need to make it a point to see them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my mom's probably listening right now. But people, what happens is with people, they get older and then they die. So you
gotta,
yeah, the way that like people and life biology just works is that you only have a certain amount of time and then they die. So I was thinking, I'll just, you know, maybe mom can come out during the spring and dad can come out during the summer. And maybe that can be the case. I'd love to see them more than just once a year. But I was like, if I have the ability to go and see them a few days a year, they do not live locally.
Mm-hmm.
They live on literally on the other side of the fucking country. Literally. I mean, you know,
yes.
California by the coast, West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I need to go out and I need to spend some time with them. Now, it's a little bit more complicated when you have parents that are not together because you got to coordinate times and flights, and I'm flying into one airport and flying out of another and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting that and trying to get that sorted. So hopefully I can find myself in California. You might be flying out to California.
I would like to.
Possibly. Yeah. I understand it's all very tentative and there's no pressure whatsoever to come out. You know, we don't do fucking Christmas or whatever. We're Jews. So Jewish, whatever. Who knows? But just to, you know, come out, I never want to pressure you. And I know that you would want to just because
you've
never,
You've
never been to California. It's a beautiful place, especially, I mean, not especially, both where both parents live is phenomenal. San Diego and Orange County, really, really nice areas. So, yeah, I'd like to, you know, if you can come out and check it out and see, you know, my hood. Huh?
I've never met your mom.
Yeah, you've also never met my mother, so that would be cool. I did have a brief, well, here's the thing. I turned yesterday, and I think you were present for this, at least partially. I turned a work into a shoot yesterday because I butt dialed my sister. I FaceTimed her by accident and suddenly the phone was ringing. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm calling my sister. And then I picked up and I turned it into a shoot.
So that is what happened then.
Yeah. I didn't mean to call her, but I was like, well, I should probably talk to her anyways.
Okay. Because you hung up because she didn't answer. And then she called you right back.
Yeah, then I'm like, oh, hey. Like, okay. I just made it. I didn't say, oh, this is a butt dial.
No, I know. And you didn't
say
that.
That's always rude. Yeah.
So I thought, like,
it was intentional.
I thought, like, she was trying to call you the first time and you just didn't, like, see it or whatever. And then you hung up. She called you back.
Oh, no.
But, okay.
No, I called her because, you know, when you pick up your phone, you're like, oh, I'm calling someone. What's this? This is weird. So I FaceTimed my sister. She didn't pick up. But then 2 minutes later, she called me back.
Okay.
And when I first saw her, I was like, whoa, did you just wake up? Cause you don't look good. You look bad. and Flitz was right next to me. So I didn't want to be like, hey, here's the audience, the people. But, I was kind of asking her as I was telling her, I was like, is it okay? You're on camera. As I, you know, swivel the phone so she could see both of us and we could see her.
She had a cool shirt on, though.
Yeah, she was wearing the Anna's Cube Club shirt, and she said it's her favorite shirt that no one sees. Her favorite shirt she wears to bed. So that's hey, at least she's wearing it. It's good material. It's good sleepwear. That's fine with me. That works. So I'm trying to coordinate a time to meet with my sister. She was trying to convince me now to go to San Francisco to see her. Now, there's a few problems with that. Number one, I'm not going to San Francisco because fuck that whole place. No, thank you.
Now, would you think she would drive or fly?
Oh, fly.
Okay.
It's like nine hours.
Each way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To drive. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, California's a big state.
I knew that. I just didn't know. I thought it was more like five or six, but.
No, it's pretty far. Okay. And as of right now, I do not think she has a car.
Oh, then it's a real long drive.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because in places like Chicago and New York and San Francisco, I guess if you can metro or subway or whatever to work, that's the preferred method of transportation just because parking is a bitch. So, you know, she's in a pretty big city type area. That's not, I like suburbia. I like more spaces, more, you know, maybe a yard. I don't think she's seen a yard in a decade. Like, she doesn't know what that means anymore. She just knows public parks and homeless people, which is unfortunate. So,
it's getting kind of like that around here. Well,
not like.
Yeah, I know.
That. But she was like, well, why don't you come up to here, you know, being San Francisco? And I was like, because I'm taking 4 flights to fly across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but it's only a 45-minute flight. I'm like, precisely.
You're taking 4 flights?
Well, 2 there, 2 back.
Oh, is there a stop?
Yeah. There's no direct flights both of the airports that I need to go to. So.
Okay.
And then the only way I could get a direct flight is if I go to LAX, but then that just puts everybody else out because they got to drive like fucking 2 hours out of the way. So I'm like, you know what? It's fine. I'll just...
Get with me before I actually book anything.
I get with you, is it what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to suddenly make a direct flight for me?
Well, I mean, there's other options.
Okay. Fly military? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, how far away is LAX from, like, your dad and mom's house?
Well, I mean, if they're...
Driving-wise.
If they're trying to pick me up, that it's... Yeah, for my dad, it's, like, 2 hours. For my mom, it's, like, it's an hour and a half. Like, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but, like, if you rented a car at the airport...
Yeah, but then that's another expense for
that's
me.
Fine. I know, that's what I said.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If I go with you or something.
I see what you're throwing down. It's all making sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might make more sense in the long run.
Right, but, right.
I mean, the issue is, too, that, you know, you can get more days off than I can.
Right. I have more freedom because I'm less valuable, which is true. And that's fine. I don't mind saying that. It's true. Which is nice because I have a lot more freedom because I can leave for a few days. Mm-hmm. It's not imperative to the operation of this place being able to do a show. You are imperative.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's one button, two button, but if anything goes wrong, we got to call Blitz because we don't know what the fuck's going on.
And we don't have that whole, like, Christmas time off, per se.
Yeah.
There's a couple days.
Very sporadic.
There's a couple days, like, right in the middle that we're not actually off. So that's kind of my issue, too, is if we do shows those days, I have to be there or be
right.
around or available or something.
So. Well, we'll talk to Bubba and figure something out.
Yeah.
But
let's this weekend, though, me and you hammer something out. As
okay.
far as,
yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
So back to my sister. My sister is trying to commit. So I'm like, you want me to fly to California and make 3 fucking stops in a week? I'm like, that's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
You want me to go to San Diego, Orange County, and then fly up to San Francisco? And then what am I going to do? Fly back down so I could fly out of fucking LA? You know,
mm-hmm.
just kind of ridiculous. So I'm trying to convince her. And I have not seen my sister in the flesh in over 5 years. That's kind of sad. Isn't that sad? It makes me a little sad because it makes me feel like I don't have a sister, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I talked to her on the phone yesterday. I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's why. Because like, she's like, well, do you want to? And then here's the deal. Ooh, I'm really letting it fly. But here's the thing, my sister doesn't listen to the show, so I think we're okay. But I think my sister is banned from my mom's house, and I don't think my sister knows that. But I told her, so she was like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, where are you gonna stay?" I'm like, "I'm gonna be at mom's, you know, roughly these dates." And she's like, "All right, well, maybe I can come down."
Did you say I'll be at mom's and you won't? Nah, nanny, nah, nah.
Well, I just said, I'm going to be at mom's. I was like, will you be still? Like, I was speaking as if she knew. I was like, well, you'll be you know, could you stay locally somewhere? She's like, well, I'll just stay at mom's. And I'm like, oh, you didn't get the news? You've been banned. She's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you can't stay there. Do you remember some of the shit you pulled a couple of years ago? She's like, she has like amnesia. She like turned into, you know, like Bubba making up memories and, you know, seeing things
blacking
that weren't
out.
There. Right. So I was like, well, where? She's like, well, I could stay with this person. And then she says to me, she has the audacity to say to me, do you want to go halvesies on a hotel room? What the bitch? I got a place to stay. I'm not banned. You are.
Yeah.
So she was just like, well, fine. I don't want to stay there anyway, sort of a deal. I'm like, how did you know you weren't banned? And then I thought, maybe what was said to me by my mother, the information that was passed along by, not saying that the ban came directly from my mother. It may have come from someone she lives with. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But collectively, I think that was the consensus that my sister can never stay at their place again. And so I thought, of course, they would have told her, hey, you're not allowed here no more. But I don't think that they did.
Well, but was it one of those like, she's never allowed here anymore? Like kind of like a blowing off steam, like doesn't actually mean that? Or was it
I think it was.
Hear
no.
ye, hear ye.
I
she
think
has
they
been
fucking
banned
meant
from the premises.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to get into the details because I am trying to restore some of the
Clearly.
The broken...
Yes, clearly you are.
The broken relationships I've had with multiple family members over the last decade. But my sister pulled some crazy shit a few years ago. And I was like, word? Like, my mom was telling me these stories. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a consensus. Now, here's the thing. It's a lot different when you don't want to stay at that person's house. But me being there, I'm like the piece of candy that everybody wants because I have a relationship with everybody in my family. most of the time. There's been times where I didn't speak to that person for a while or this person. But as of right now, I'm kind of like the center of the hub. You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody has a relationship with me. Maybe not everybody has a relationship with one another.
Yeah, you're the piece of candy.
I am. I'm the prize to be won.
Yeah.
So then I tell my sister, hey, I'm going to be in town. Now she wants to, you know, come see me because, come on, I'm the glue. So she wants to come see me. And
glue
then
candy.
Right. And then that's when I had to inform her, hey, are you staying at a Best Western or what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? And then that's when I had to tell her, but she didn't know. But now she may know. But she tried to flip it. She goes, well, I didn't want to stay there anyways. I'm like, okay, well, perfect. Great. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll see you though. 813-90-BUBBA. I'm pretty sure, I'm going to say 90% sure I won't see my sister. Which is sad.
Well, she would have to like rent a car, or I'm sorry, she'd have to. Well,
she'd fly.
Fly and then like get a ride, I guess Uber.
Yeah. I mean, I could. I'm sure my mom would pick her. I'm sure she could maybe stay for a few hours or something. I don't know what the rules are. I know that there was a big family reunion that I spoke about that happened in April on the birthday of my late grandmother. Mm-hmm. She would have been 100 this year. So everybody got together, and apparently everybody was in an Airbnb, and they were able to get along. Now, granted, the whole trip was like 36 hours, so, you know, hopefully you can keep it together. And there were enough people in the house to distract the people that shouldn't be interacting. You know, if it's just three people in an Airbnb, it's going to be hard to avoid, but when you got like fucking... I think 12 people were staying there, and then there was like 10 coming in and out, so there's plenty of... distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much distractions if there's only going to be, you know, four of us. So that should be interesting. Family dynamics really fascinate me. Like when you see families like the Diacos and the way that they interact and live and do business and wheel and deal with each other and just sort of like the dynamics of, you know, having three brothers close in age, all successful, Daddy Joe. Like I like learning that about people because it becomes very telling of who they become, like who they are in their family. You know, younger brother, middle brother syndrome, older brother syndrome, and how that plays out into the person that you become.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's where where most of like your trauma and your problems and attachment styles, that all happens in childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes when you don't even have memories of such things happening. So when you're like, oh, the kid won't remember, it doesn't matter. It's like they don't remember in their conscious brain, but like their body remembers, I guess.
Right.
When you let them cry for hours and you didn't tend to them or you drove drunk and like... Hope Solo. God, that was awesome. I really was riveted. And I could tell Bubba was too because usually,
I know he wasn't saying anything.
There's usually like a lot of commentary. He just like let that shit play.
He didn't start and stop a million times.
I was hypnotized by it. I love seeing people. Here's the thing is that it took a while to get your who fought for it, the news station?
Yes.
For release of the video. So it was.
Apparently that happens a lot.
Right. So they were trying to hide it for a reason and for good reason because it's extremely incriminating. And so just watching her. Of her with the in the video?
Oh, of
Hope
is. Yeah. But why would the police department care?
No, so I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it's incriminating on her behalf.
Oh, yeah. You think the police department would want that out there?
Yeah.
Because it backs up their claims that she was. Fucking DUI Willie.
Yeah, but no, you made a great point about the tapes that they do want to hide. That's, they have to fight all of them.
That's people that wonder about, like, why did you have my video taken down online? Or, like, why do companies go after, like, somebody, like, printing up shirts with their logo on it? Because you have to, anytime you catch that, you have to do that. Because if you have a pattern of not doing it, and then you try to go after someone.
Selectively.
Well, kind of. But you have to basically say, look, I go after everybody.
That's what I mean. If you do it selectively, then they're like, well, why are you trying to hide that tape and not that tape?
Yeah.
So you have to fight all of them.
Yep.
But I'm sure you could pretend fight on some of them.
And
you
I'm
know
sure
what I
they
mean?
Do.
Yeah. So they're like, let this one slide, but pretend we're really putting up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really incriminating on her behalf. Like, what a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
It surprises me when people like that fall through the cracks because... you know, clearly from her past, she's a very like disciplined person. And when you're that level of an elite athlete, you have to be responsible. Like, you can't be irresponsible. So. I mean, you can't and succeed. I mean, it's very hard. Usually people who are really great athletes aren't getting fucked up on the weekends. They just can't because they can't perform and their job is being physically ready to go. But I guess once that's over, but some people do fall through the cracks. You hear a lot of people getting fucked up at clubs or.
Yeah.
I remember I was listening to John Jones, actually, like probably the greatest, one of the greatest pound for pound MMA fighters of all time.
But he hasn't he had like a lot of problems?
Yeah, mostly just like with like weed.
Okay.
But I mean, not really.
And like, didn't he have PED issues too or something or no?
Yeah, I think there may have been something, but okay. I think there was something. It was like such a small trace. And,
okay. And I know for some reason his name is, okay.
Yeah. Weed and I think, PEDs. But regardless of that, he's still an incredible fighter. But I remember he was on Rogan talking about how the week before every major fight, he would go out and get blackout drunk one week before the fight. And Rogan was like, why the fuck would you do that? And he's like, because in the event that he would lose, he could always say, well, it's because I got fucked up.
I get it.
It's like
so
kind
dumb.
Of a cop out, but he's like, I was fucking winning all the fights. You know what I mean?
I know.
But in the event that he would lose, he goes, well, I didn't fully give it my all. So, I mean, that's kind of like a weird psychoanalytical deal. But for the most part, you got to keep your shit together in order to stay on the straight and narrow so that you could do your job. So when you see people like Hope Solo, who've had a career, you know, obviously she started playing soccer as a little kid. She didn't like walk in as a 21-year-old started playing soccer. So it's just strange that someone who's that disciplined and who's a world-class champion athlete just becomes a total loser, waste of shit, piece of shit, loser. Yeah. But it happens. 813-90-BUBBA. So I was thinking about this yesterday because I'm planning my trip to California.
Okay.
One of my good friend, my only friend. Now I like real every year passes, I have less and less people to see when I go home, and now it's just pretty much my parents. But I have like one friend left who's still in the area, and I have not spoken to this person in 6 months. And by spoken, I mean no texting, no calling, nothing.
Jesus.
Do I let this person know I'm going to be in town? And that's not so much because I don't want to see them, but I have such limited time with my parents that it's like, do I even try to fit that shit in or what should I do? Let them know I'm going to be there and just hope that they're going to be out of town or not well, that I necessarily don't want to see them, but
isn't that kind of what happened last time you were there?
No, I saw them a lot actually.
Oh
yeah. So but
wait, when you went to California last time?
Yeah. I saw this person like 3 times.
Oh, okay.
And it was great. Now, I had seen it the time before. That was a fucking disaster. But when I went home and we were kind of like in our home space, it was brilliant.
Okay.
The pandemic almost ruined that relationship completely. And I never thought that, you know, you think some relationships are just, you know, they could never be broken because me and this person have known each other for like over 30 years.
Yeah.
But her reaction to some things really put me off. Like we were having a discussion. She came to visit me like a year and a half ago. And we were talking about the pandemic and the lack of sympathy she had for people who lost their jobs because they were forced to close down was astounding to me. She's like, well, that's the risk you run when you open a business. And I'm like, nah. Not really. if you're producing a good product or service, like people will come to your business, right? But if the government is forcing you to close down because they think that's what's best for you,
that's a little different issue.
And you go out of business, she's like, "Well, anything could happen." And I was like, "What?" And so then that pissed me off. It also pissed me off that like she, you know, she was asking questions about the show, and I'm like, "Are you really asking that?" And she's like, yeah, like what is it about, who's the guy? And I'm like,
what kind of music
you've never once like tuned into anything. I'm like, you've been putting out content and I take it all in. Now I don't anymore because it's completely stopped, the well is dry. But when
what happened there?
Well, that's, do we really need to ask? I mean,
actually, yeah, I miss it
too. Maybe I'll call her and tell her to, hey, listen, you need to really. I'm the kind of like the force that injects the creative spirit.
You're the reason why they started.
Yeah, right. And possibly why they stopped. I don't know. But this person was creating content and I was consuming all of it. And I think I brought it up like this, which is what I do. This is me being passive aggressive. Isn't it funny? That's usually how I start. Isn't it funny that like I watch all of your shit and you watch none of my shit? Like not even a little bit. And she's like, well, I'm busy. I'm like, you don't have a job. She's like, yeah, but I have to stretch. I'm like,
wait,
this is the kind of conversation we're having.
Wait, what?
I swear to God. What did you do? I'll never forget. What did you do the month of January? This is like a conversation we had. Well, my hip was hurting, so I had to stretch.
Well, the good thing is, maybe you could tell this person, hey, look, you know, you put the show on in the background, and let's say you could, I don't know, stretch.
Right. But also, you know, there's a time difference. I'm like, right, but we're on YouTube, so.
No, if she misses it live, that's it.
So at that point, and it's hard because I and Blitz can attest to this. I'm the type of person that takes things very personally.
No.
It's probably one of the things I like least about myself is I get butthurt very, very easily. And I take things very, very personally. And I'm actually like so sensitive in some ways that it annoys him and it annoys me that I'm even like, this is even going through my head. But usually most of the time I'll say something just because I'm like, oh, well, what about this? This is how you're making me feel. I don't like it. I don't like it. So with this person, this friend back home, I've learned that I can't take anything personally. It's not that she doesn't care about me. It's that she really is only focused on her always and forever. And I don't know if this is just a product of, you know, being an only child or whatnot, but it's just, don't take it personally. It's not that she doesn't care about you. It's that it's just everything is just, you know, back to her. And she's like, well, I'm not really interested in, you know, that sort of stuff. I'm like, that's really not the point. You know, if you're not interested in my show, I'm not asking you to listen every day, but you don't even know like who I work for. You don't know anything. You never ask, like, you know. So I'm like, I'm not really, really interested in the content you're putting out, but I'm interested in it because you're my friend. So I want to see what you're up to. Like I care enough to go and investigate and try to see what you're doing, but you just don't have that sort of not respect, but same sort of curiosity about my life. And I just find that interesting. That's usually the word I use. Interesting. And that's never a good thing. If I think something's interesting and I say it like that, I don't think it's interesting at all. I'm actually quite mad about the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I should say if I'm coming or not. Now, if I was going to be there for like an extended amount of time and I was going to be in one place the whole time, fine. But I don't know. And, you know, and when I'm there with my parents, like I really want to spend time with them.
Sure.
Like that's why I'm there, is to see them. They both have jobs. They can't just come out whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people could if they wanted to see me. So,
yeah,
they definitely need to get priority. 813-90 Bubba. Let's take a baby break so I can make urine and, we'll be back very
Perfect.
Soon.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hello, welcome back. Sorry about the silence. You're listening to Off the Rails with Blummel. It's Friday, thankfully. Got a brunch plan this weekend I'm very excited about.
Me too.
So that should be fun. I love brunch. The only time it feels appropriate to drink anymore is the daytime. Because the window of hours that I am alert is becoming smaller and smaller. I'm turning into a koala. Because even when I sleep in on the weekends, I still get sleepy around 9:30, 10. Like, I could wake up at noon and still start getting drowsy around 9:30.
Yep.
It's a problem. So I can't go out anymore like a normal person unless I have cocaine. That is a problem. Yes, that's an issue. I never thought that I remember there's been a few times where I've just been fucking exhausted and I look out the window and I'm like, what are these people doing out? And you're like, it's 9:45. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Was it the wedding shower when we came home and it was literally like 8 o'clock and we're like, oh, it's so late, and it was like 7:50.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, we need to be in bed, and it was 7:51, and I'm like, oh my god, we're not even that old, but like we're kind of acting like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll sleep in till 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then 9 p.m. rolls around and I'm like, time to fucking go to bed.
Yeah.
So I can't go out anymore because if I start going out at 8, 9, 10 at night and I try to have like a drink, I'm head on the table. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying you more than like anybody. If you're tired, you're done.
You're done. Yeah. I'm done. Yeah. I tell people like it's not up to me anymore. Like it's out of my hands. I'm not trying to, you know, be a downer. It's just the system is shutting down. You've seen me like that before. The system shut down. And
tired
just,
or hungry, boy. There's that switch that flips. Yeah, that's it.
If I just suddenly go quiet, I'm either pissed because I'm really hungry or I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of how that goes. 813-90 Bubba. So the only time that I can really like party is if we start at 12:30. Which is what we're doing on Sunday. So that's nice. That's perfect.
And that's 12:30 in the afternoon.
P.M. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Around noon. So I can get up, work out, go see my girls, start drinking at 1, be drunk by 2, have the full day done, home by 6 p.m. Max. And then I'm ready to start the week. It's perfect. It's a perfect setup. I highly recommend the brunch. And it's so much better because then you're right on schedule, right? So you're not waiting all day to go out at night, to stay up till 3 in the morning, to wake up at noon the next day. That totally fucks up your life, I think. I think the earlier you can get up, the better every day. That's how I feel. So there's that. But I did kind of want to tap back into the Nick Cannon having 18 kids deal. Because
it's really only 12/11.
Yeah, one died. So, but And it's not even just like one woman. Like, he's got several women, and they're often pregnant at the same time, which is, he's just got a really interesting mm-hmm. setup. Excuse me. He has got an interesting setup. But here's the deal. If you would have asked me 5 months ago what I thought about that, I'm like, that's terrible. We've got an overpopulation problem. Yada, yada, yada. I did some research because I heard a few people talking about the fact that it's actually the opposite, that there's an underpopulation problem.
Who the hell would say that?
I swear, Elon Musk. Like,
yeah, because he wants to occupy Mars.
I understand, but Jordan Peterson, if you look at stats, especially in the first world, in the West, and places like Japan, the fertility rate is very, very low. Like, a lot of people that are in our age range within 10 years, they're not having kids, or they're delaying it to the point where they can't have kids. So, you know, someone gross. Like me who's whatever, say you prioritize your career, then all of a sudden you're 33 and you're like, oh shit, by the time you can even start, you get married or whatever, you're 40 and then you're having problems, whatever. So a lot of people just aren't having babies. And I know in Japan, they're doing all these sorts of campaigns to try to get people like to fuck more and to have babies, but they're not. And that's kind of scary, because especially if you're a people, a country, a culture, whatever, and you don't have enough people to really pass that on to, who are going to be the thought leaders? Who are going to be the national leaders in, you know, 20, 25 years, the next generation? There aren't any. Italy's having the same problem. I think there's more people coming in, immigrating, versus Italians having babies.
Yeah.
That's a problem. And I think in the U.S., a lot of people are, you know, women are the baby makers, but they are delaying child rearing and child having. On the show. I was like trying to go somewhere with it. And I'm like, where am I going? They're delaying that often to the point where they just decide that they aren't anymore. Obviously, people aren't getting married as young as they used to. I was listening to Ben Shapiro and Friends. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And they were talking about why you should get married young. And again, this is coming from four or five men who all got married young. So it's like,
yeah,
do what I did, because I'm here on the panel doing mm-hmm. shit. What are you doing, bitch? All of them are religious. So, I mean, that just kind of goes out the window, like of why they did it, so they could shut up, have sex, whatever. But they started talking about other sorts of woke issues, as they do with Daily Wire shit. But they said something like really fucking interesting that kind of made my skin crawl. They were talking about like blurring. They said that adolescence and childhood is pretty much delayed until like you're like 30. You know, you have kids that stay home with their parents, live with their parents till they're like 25 or something. They don't mm-hmm. move out. That seems more commonplace these days, even more than when I was their age. Like, we were 18. It wasn't like we were kicked out of the house. A lot of people made the return back home after college. That yeah. was a popular move.
Yeah.
Because of 08. And, you know, at least that's what we told ourselves. Like, a lot of people like me, I moved back home for like a year and a half. But many people I know, like, left at 18. I'm independent. Go to college. I'm going to get a great job. I graduated in 09. So the market was shit then, too.
Mm-hmm.
You graduate. Job market shit. Everybody I knew moved back home. That was just what you did. You couldn't find a job, so you just lived with your parents.
Yeah.
But now it seems like kids aren't even leaving the home at all. They're not even attempting to move, to fly away from the nest. So they were talking about how adults are pretty much children, but in that same breath, children are like, have adult agency, because the whole transgender, gender reassignment surgery stuff. They were talking about like, oh, a 5-year-old can tell you, mommy, I don't want tits anymore. Or, well, you don't have tits, but I don't want a dick anymore.
Yeah.
Take my penis away.
Right.
And that we're somehow supposed to respect that.
Right.
From a 5-year-old who the day before told you that they were, you know,
a unicorn.
Right. Like, I was talking to my friend yeah. in Australia, and she's like, my son thinks he's an SUV. Like, I can't. Right. You know, she's like, he identifies as a truck, and my daughter, yeah. like you said, is a unicorn, so what the fuck? We can't listen to these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very progressive person, but she's also like, she's common sense. That, you know, she's progressive in the sense that people should just do what they want, leave us alone. I'm like, you're actually a libertarian, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, okay. You know, they don't have the Libertarian Party in Australia. But so she's like, that's ridiculous to give a child that sort of adult agency. So there's this blurring of lines where somehow these young people who are of college age are, you know, still, you know, maturing children. And somehow also the flip side is that a 5 or 6 year old that comes to you and says, mommy, I feel like a girl, but I have a penis, that somehow we need to respect their wishes or claims and say, okay, well, let's get you in some on some puberty blockers there, little Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Turn you into Janie or whatever. So they said that the next frontier of like wokeness, because now it's kind of like transgenderism is hot. That's like the thing, like gays already were like, all right, that's federally legal, like move it along.
Yeah.
But now transgender is like the new thing, and because it all started, remember, with like the bathroom deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can they go in the bathroom? Yeah, because I identify as a woman, so I want to use the female bathroom. Ah, okay, whatever. So that's kind of, I remember that starting, that bubbling up around, 6.5 years ago, something like that? I feel like, is that when that started bubbling up? And now it's like front and center, transgender stuff. But they were saying that the next thing that they're going to be after is like that, and this was kind of like disturbing, but that blurring of lines of sexuality, of the mixing between children and adults, right? So if we're treating adults like children and we're treating children like adults or giving them that agency, then we're going to say, well, maybe a 12-year-old can consent to having sex with a 21-year-old. And that was, I was like, ew! I'm like, oh, I fear they might be right.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the whole, oh, pedophilia is a sexual orientation, because maybe it's from that angle as well. Like, oh, that's just their orientation and we need to respect everybody's orientation and blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, no, we need to listen to this 12-year-old who told you that she wanted to have sex with this man who's 25. And why should that be a problem? It's just like, whatever, anything goes. This person was allowed, given enough agency to choose their gender. Why can't they choose who they want to have sex with? Like, that seems like the next probable frontier where this is going. And I remember I was eating dinner. I was like, oh, no. But I think they're right. I think that's where it's going.
Well, I was going to say a big push, but it's not that big. But it's a push, especially online. They would like to stop calling people that like to have sex with kids pedophiles, and the new term is
child fucker,
minor attracted persons. MAPS,
minor attracted persons.
Yep. They're not a pedophile, they're minor attracted.
But if the pedophile, I think the Latin breakdown pedo is like pediatrician, like child, and file is love, so child lover.
Yeah.
So just minor attracted.
Yes, that's person. The term that they're trying to use is a minor attracted person.
Huh. Okay, and is this coming from like the alphabet soup group or?
Yeah, but I mean I've seen it like for a while now.
Hmm.
On the interwebs.
Yeah, I think that because that's the first move, right? Is that you have to change some terms around. You know, you need to take away, quote, all the stigma surrounding something. This is usually how this goes, is you start saying, listen, we got to take away all the stigma because it's just an orientation. Because let's look at gays in like the 50s.
Well, this headline says, removing the stigma from minor attracted people. So yes, that's exactly
fucking
what
nailed
they're doing.
It. I know this game plan. I know the blueprint. Because the same thing with like, you know, being gay in like the 50s, right? It was, I think up until like the 90s, it was in the DSM. So it was considered a psychological disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take away the stigma, all that stuff. You got to take away all the mean names you call them, you know, pedophile. No, we're talking about pedophile, but all the mean things they called gay people. And then you remove that and then you normalize it. It's just a different orientation. It's not abnormal. It's just less common, but it's fine. It's normal. It's good. All right, fine. And that's kind of the same thing. Same now with like transgenderism. Like you can't call them the names you call them. Remove the stigma of this gender binary stuff and then integrate it. They can do whatever they want. They can be with that person, this person. They can go to this bathroom, whatever. Now we want to do this with chomos, I guess, which is the next frontier. So that should be interesting, because I feel like even the most progressive woke people might have a problem with this.
I don't think they do. And here's this I'm reading this article now, that this guy would like to make the distinction between an actual pedophile and a MAP.
What is the difference there?
Basically that the MAP has not offended.
Hasn't acted on it.
Yeah, and been caught.
Now, if I can be honest here, I do have sympathy for people who have this affliction but don't act on it. Well, I feel bad for anybody who has this, who's attracted to children. Like, oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, the people that act on it, you're like, fuck you. And, you know, obviously they're horrible people, all this sort of stuff. But there's a lot of people who know it's wrong that don't act on it. And it's just like they just have this urge that they can never indulge in. Like, that must be really
shitty. Yeah.
To know that the only thing that really gets you there will put you in jail for life in every state in the union.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you do? And then we brought up this before. Like, do you just give them the blow up child doll? Because that's better than a real kid.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we've talked about that before.
Or does that lead to them wanting the real thing even more? I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but I think you're on the same one.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're on the same page as me, or at least close to it. I think the lesser of the evils, it is to let them have the dolls if they'd
like. Of course. Of course. Now, you wonder kind of like, you know how much of a sham conversion therapy was, right? Where you would send gay men and women, mostly men, to these like Christian camps, and they do a lot of gay stuff to try to make them not gay, which it seemed was the...
Makes sense.
Yeah. Was the MO. But they would try to make them straight. And surprisingly, the results were not very good. They were really unable to convert anyone from gay to straight, much like it would be probably pretty hard to convert someone from straight to gay unless you go to prison. So I wonder if you are someone who is attracted to minor attracted person, it's probably pretty hard to put that person in some sort of conversion therapy to make them like adults. The best bet they got is like either barely 18 or move to Korea where everyone looks 12. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But I don't know how you treat that. Because I'm sure that's been the case for people. They go to a psychologist and they go, hey, listen, I want to fuck kids, but I don't. And what is a psychologist supposed to do? You know, you can't put them on any sort of watch list if they haven't committed any crimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do with that, how you try to train that out of somebody. That seems bad. That seems horrible. I don't know what I would... I don't know. Maybe kill yourself. I don't know. No, don't do that. I don't know. Don't ask me. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, guys. This is Gary.
It's Gary Bear.
For a little bit.
What's up, Gary?
What's up?
Oh, just living the dream. I was wondering if I could have a little amnesty just to talk about a few things.
Oh, of course.
Okay. So what did you think about the blue check scene?
What? We're not even talking about that, dude.
I know, but these are things I haven't talked to you about.
When do we talk about that at all?
I don't know.
You just want to talk about it. Well, can we talk about pedophiles? I feel like we're probably on the same page with that, Gare Bear.
Yeah, pedophiles suck.
Okay, great.
Well, at least that's what we're trying to do.
We agree to that.
Okay.
Okay, let me talk about something you mentioned earlier about your friend and what she said about businesses.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. People who don't have health care across this country, and they get a very bad illness, and then they go bankrupt, lose their house, lose their jobs, live on the streets because they can't afford the health care.
Yeah.
A lot of conservatives say, oh, well. So when the COVID came along, it's the same thing. Oh, business went out because of a illness. Oh well, you didn't care about me when I had my health issues and I lost my home and I lost everything. So why should we care about you?
Yeah, but you had the option to have insurance, though, right?
No, let's say people who don't have the option to have...
The conservatives are the ones that wanted to go back to work.
Who doesn't have the option? Who doesn't have the option?
People who can't afford it?
Well, they still have the option.
People who have pre-existing conditions?
So, wait, how does that compare to the COVID shutdowns?
Yeah.
How does it compare?
You yeah. made it. You drew an analogy.
In both cases, it is a disease that wiped out something. In the case of a family,
well, no,
they
difference...
weren't able to have insurance, so they got wiped out. And conservatives said, "But too bad, you can't afford health insurance. We're not going to give it to you."
Yeah, but the difference is the government came down and told everyone to close their business.
Yeah, but the government has been since the Spanish flu. Republicans and Democrats and countries all over the world have developed a process about what to do when the next pandemic came. And when the next pandemic came, it was made political, and the process that had been decided for over and developed for over 100 years was not executed. And the process is to immediately shut down. No,
whoa,
they didn't want to do that.
Bye, Gare Bear. Sorry.
Bye.
Damn. Florida Stanley with $100.
Yeah.
Bye, Gare Bear. Sorry. I hate doing that. Well, not
yeah,
that much.
Especially since you told him you'd give him amnesty.
Yeah, and I was letting him go. I didn't quite understand the analogy he was drawing.
I didn't either.
It was like loosely connected, but I was like, I don't know.
If you get sick and don't have insurance...
But then,
and
then
you
he
lose
was,
your house versus if the government tells you have to close your business down. I guess that.
But then he said,
same,
like, conservatives were like, "Oh well, not my problem." But the conservatives wanted
yeah,
to go
I'm
to
not
work.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Dark Matt Steve. I need a gay conversion therapy. How's it going?
Good, good. I don't know how to help you, buddy. I think you're just gay for life.
Yep. Sorry to tell you, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Why does Gary, isn't he supposed to be rich? Why does he want a free check mark?
I don't know. He didn't say what he thought about it, but I could pretty much see where he was going with that. But to use Twitter is free.
No,
it's just the check mark.
You have to pay now, don't you?
It's $5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's
yeah.
$5. They're going to probably raise it to 8, and they've talked about making it 20.
Yeah.
Big deal.
And that's just for the check mark, so it's not. You can still be on Twitter just without the mm-hmm. verification of the check mark for free. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you got going on this weekend, Steve?
I don't care. What's that?
What do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing much. I really don't even have any plans right now.
Mm.
I'm working right now. I'm spraying some Roundup. Hopefully, I don't get cancer.
Yeah, be careful.
Tastes
out
good,
there.
Though.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I have a friend that I guess you could say she's transitioned or transitioning to male.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just really interesting. Like in high school, we all knew that she was a lesbian, and she totally would not come out. She was just like, "Yeah, I'm attracted to guys," and she would get pissed if we ever like suggested that she wanted to. You know, touch a vagina, someone else's
uh-huh.
vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just went full-blown, you know, full-blown trans, cut off her T's and...
Oh, really?
What country she moved to now, yeah.
How old is she? Ish.
She's like my age, like 32, 33. Something.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this person happier or claims to be?
Well, they definitely claim to be. You know, I'm... I support people that want to do body modification.
Yeah.
I've always kind of been like that.
Sure.
And I've, you know, mainly, it might sound stupid, but it's because I had braces when I was younger. I feel like that's, you know, if you have braces and you're against body modification, then you're hypocritical, you know.
Yeah,
you're
clearly it made you gay.
Thinking you have good genetics.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I support her and stuff. And if she comes back here, I'm going to hang out with her. I've talked to her.
Is it appropriate to keep calling her?
Well, you know, see, that's
not to call you out on your shit, but
that's a problem. And you know what's fucked up? I was talking to some friends about her the other day, and this is
yeah.
This person is like I don't want to say his name or whatever, but
their name
was mm-hmm. like yeah. They're so cool to hang out with, and back when she was a female, like me and her, I don't want to say any bad words, but we would just roast each other. We would roast each other so hard, and then we would be giggling and just dying laughing. Her, she'd be calling me gay, and I'd be calling her secretly a lesbian.
Yeah.
But we just, like, it was just so funny, And I was thinking about that. Like, I don't even know how to interact with her now. Like, I feel like it's inappropriate for me to, I don't know. I can't, I feel like I can't make jokes with her now or something. I don't know.
But I mean, you know, in all honesty too, you do probably get a little bit of a pass more than, you know, the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, and plus you've joked about it before with her. So it's not like you're just meeting her and, you know, she might think you're making fun of her now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I do kind of worry about that, though, just because my, you know, my political beliefs, she knows I voted for Trump and stuff. She's definitely, you know, she's against all that.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's weird. But, yeah, my phone's dying. I'm going to go plug it in so I can listen to the rest of the show here.
All right.
All right, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for picking up.
Yep. Bye. Hello, who's this? What?
Hello?
Hello?
Or not.
Goodbye. 813-90-BUBBA. Yeah, it's interesting terrain that we're kind of getting into, but I wonder what the thing is going to be in like 5 years. Because you were saying, yeah, maybe this minor attracted persons thing is going to gain steam.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly we're going to have sympathy for people who, you know, and again, I do feel bad for people who are just born with this and like, fuck, I'm attracted to kids. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is the fucking worst. So yeah, that sucks. If you fuck a kid, you can't be doing that.
Right. Yeah. If you're born that way, you know, or even if something happened when you were young that like somehow turned you into like liking kids,
mm-hmm.
like I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
If you do something about it, well, that's on you. Like then you get what you get.
But can I admit that I'm very intrigued by it, by people who it's not polite society says you're not supposed to say shit like that because you don't want to encourage that sort of behavior. And I'm certainly not trying to do that,
mm-hmm.
but like, cause to me, it's like eating poop. You know what I mean? Like, it's so
delicious,
antithetical,
right?
Huh?
Delicious, right?
Right, but it's like it's poison. Like, nothing about that seems appealing or good. Cause if someone is like, "Oh, that's a hot kid," you're like, "Hey, what the ew? Like, that's gross."
Yeah.
Because everything that in my mind of like what I'm attracted to is like adult, esteemed. Like, I even tell Blitz, I like the fact you have a little gray hair, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that some people, and there's a distinction between someone who's like 16 and someone who's 4, okay? Like 16, you're like, all right, just wait it out, 24 months, 18 months, whatever, and then you can eat it because this is obviously a very attractive person. They've developed. They can have a baby, like all that sort of shit. I get it.
And also, if you're waiting 2 years, you're a loser.
Right, you are a loser. But or maybe you're also 16, so who knows?
Well, that's then it's legal.
Right, exactly. So you're not. It's not gross, and you're developed, and you are biologically an adult, not legally, but biologically you can reproduce and whatever. But if you're like an infant or a toddler or like a 4-year-old, like, what the fuck? So I'm very curious to see like where the wiring went wrong. And what I hear is that most of these people who are attracted to kids were themselves abused as children.
That does happen a lot.
Right. But is the abuse, is there fucking kids, is it about redemption? Is it a genuine attraction? Is it that, you know, misery likes to bestow more misery? Like, because you feel hurt, so you want to hurt people sort of a thing?
Right.
You're hurt, so you want to hurt somebody else so that they can feel your pain. Is it like that? Or is it a genuine attraction for a prepubescent person? I don't know.
Yeah, I would guess based on just, I don't know, I would think logic, but I would have to assume that like the people that are abused that later go on to abuse aren't necessarily the ones that are like the attracted to minors people.
They just do it to,
for whatever reason,
to get back at,
maybe not to get back at, but it's like what they know. I don't know.
Right. Or is it like you feel like you were completely out of control and the only person you can fully dominate is a child? Like, I would like to just sit down and either talk to a psychologist who's heard these stories or talk to someone who's into fucking kids. Like, I want to know what's in your head. And not to judge you, because we've already done that. That's old news.
If you are a kid fucker, email us. Maybe we'll have you as a guest.
What's the show email? I'm just curious about your brain. Like, again, the judgment's already been done. We hate you. You're a demon from hell. That, you know, that's besides the point. That's old news. But I want to know the signs. What's in your head, buddy?
And by kid fucker, you're talking the 14-year-old. I mean, the 4-year-old.
12 and under.
Yeah.
12 and under is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Sounded weird. Don't cut that, please.
Yeah. Not the 17-year-old that looks like she's 24. That,
even the 15.
Know.
It's like, yeah,
you know
you're just
saying,
you're young, but like I'm not saying if you look like an adult, you are an adult because you're not legally, but if you look like an adult, if an adult man sees you and is like attracted to you, that's just biology. You know, that's just kind of like a natural, normal response. They go, oh, it's not legal, so I'm not going to touch it, so I know better. But it's just like kind of a physiological response when you see an attractive, you know, young adolescent who's 16, 17 years old, and she's got breasts and a big butt and long, beautiful, luscious hair. You're just like, oh, that looks like a very viable reproductive partner. That's not pedophilia. That's just not legal yet.
Right.
Just wait a little bit. But when you have someone who's attracted to someone who's clearly prepubescent, that's when it gets clinical. And that's when I have questions. Because it's interesting. And I want to get in your head. And you know how I am.
It's because you see a 4-year-old and you're like, how anybody could see a 4-year-old as any kind of sexual being is like so not.
Yeah,
like,
it's
it doesn't compute at all.
No, it doesn't. Because like they're helpless, like they're not hot.
Oh, come on. There's all kinds of hot 4-year-olds. What are you talking about?
They're not like, I'm not like, "Oh yeah, look at them." Like they're fucking they're a baby. Yeah. Like you want to fuck a baby? Babies are not hot.
You want to fuck a baby?
Like they're cute, but like nothing about like a helpless, bald fucking baby that's shitting itself is hot. Like, nothing about that is hot.
Right.
So when you think it's hot, obviously bad. You know, slap on the wrist, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, why? Like, what is it? And then it's like, you know, with me, I have features that I like on men. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, you know, broad shoulders or, like, height or, like, you know, really nice legs, calves. Like, what you like on a baby? Like some fucking arm fat rolls? Like, what the fuck you like? Where you're like, oh, look at that baby's fucking...
I like the way you hold that pacifier.
Yeah, I like the way you fucking sickle your feet, baby.
What the fuck?
The fuck? Like, what do you... Because, you know, you got like a type. Like, what kind of baby you like?
Bitch, you look hot in that bib. Like, that's a hot onesie.
You know? Like, what is it about the baby that's hot? Like, fucking break it down for me. I want to... And, like, I can't even fucking imagine, because there's been times where you see, like, an attractive person, you double take it.
Yeah.
But if you're double taking babies, you're just like, is that, oh, damn.
There's nothing worse than you double take a baby cheek and they catch you.
That baby wants it. Look at its face.
Yeah.
The way it shit itself like that. I like that. So I don't know why I'm doing that accent.
I know.
Let's take a call.
Yeah, love me.
Hi.
Hey, goddamn, I'm all over the fucking road. Whenever you guys first put me on, you're talking about eating shit and fucking babies.
Hell yeah.
That's our show. That's why,
that's why you called in.
Yeah, so you've done both of those things.
Well, yeah, and then, I go, what the fuck did I call for? No, but, okay, so let's just, you know, that's a sketch. Let's just clear the board here. Okay, so I go on dating websites, right? And these broads are like blue-haired, lesbian-looking, and they're dudes talking about, I'm a woman.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, you're not. So, Anna, I mean, you're liberal, California, I know, you know.
I am a liberal.
But,
yep.
But still, you know, anyway.
I know.
What's the deal? It's like, do you sit there and go, no, you're not? No, you're not a woman.
Maybe, like, don't talk to those people.
Yeah, just, I mean, really.
The, you don't have to interact with them,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the right thing to do is move on.
You don't have to hit them up and tell them they're not a woman.
Obviously,
just
but it's
keep going with your life.
But why do they sit there and go, I'm a woman? I'm like, no,
they're just trying
to
rile you up. Or, okay, right. Why are you interacting with these people?
You can have a cock and still be a woman.
They sit there and match with me. It sits there and goes, you know, so-and-so matches with you. Or Hinge, this, that, you know, it'll say, you know.
So you're matching with
Joanna,
these people.
No, they match with me. And it's like, Joanna matches with you. And I look at Joanna and I'm sitting there going, this has a beard.
Doesn't a match mean you both have to like each other?
Yeah.
But okay.
Well, you know, I'm just minding my own business. And it says that this one matches
with
me.
Oh, you mean likes you, like they send a like or something.
I guess. Well, you know, I don't know that you know that you're not on that thing anymore because you got blitzed. But
yeah, but
going,
it still...
it says that so-and-so matches with you.
Okay.
And I'm going, no, I'm not into dudes. So what is it like? Is that...
You're a transphobe. You're a transphobic, and I'm personally offended by that.
Yeah, we don't.
Because if someone says that they're a woman, then you need to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't appreciate hate on my program, sir.
You probably should just marry them.
So if I say I'm black, then I can be black, right?
No, wrong. Actually, no. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know better.
Well,
do you remember Rachel Dolezal? Yeah. Why don't you ask her how that worked out for her? Not well. But if you don't listen, if you don't have sex with someone who is transgendered, then you are a bigoted transphobe.
You should probably
shame on me.
Bang them and possibly
bang
marry
on
them.
My face.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
All right. No.
All right.
Joke.
Go to hell, demon. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, look, people are allowed to call themselves what they want,
and you better believe them.
Yeah, and just.
Because some women have cocks with balls. Yeah. That doesn't make them any less of a woman.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what YouTube wants us to say, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hello. Who's this? Are you a woman with balls? Wolf?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's Florida Stanley.
Oh, what's up, Florida Stanley?
I that was me trying to call earlier. I just had really shitty service.
Oh,
for some
okay.
reason, and it wouldn't even let me talk. Now, I called in for two things. One, I just wanted to say, fuck Gary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm sorry it took so long for me to snipe him. For some reason, my Google account reverted my default card to a card that I no longer own.
Mm.
So I went to go make the payment, and it was like, payment unsuccessful, and I had to figure out why. And I had to delete that card and add my other one back
How
on. I don't know why
you.
I did
never
that.
Never let that happen again.
Yeah, Gary
I'm not going to.
Extra 90
you know
seconds.
What? I told you I never missed a shot. Gary got one on me.
Well, you really got the last laugh. By the way, are you okay? I briefly went on Facebook today and saw that you like had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, Monday morning at 2:30. I went to bed about 10 o'clock and woke up at 2:30. You know how like when you wake up to go to the bathroom, you're just kind of like mosey onto the bathroom.
Well, right.
When I opened my eyes at 2:30 in the morning, it felt like I was in the middle of running a marathon.
Oh shit!
Oh, I know how you feel.
Yeah. It wasn't good. I tried. So, quick little backstory. My grandpa lost his entire house in the hurricane.
Oh shit!
So he's been while his house is being rebuilt, he moved into my mom's place, and my mom moved into my spare bedroom. So my mom's living with me until his house is rebuilt.
Okay.
Which is good because Sunday night when I went to bed at 10, and then Monday morning at 2:30 when I woke up, I'm 34 years old. I've never had a fucking heart attack, so I didn't know what was going on. And so I just started pacing around my condo trying to, you know, calm myself down. And then stuff started turning black, so I tried laying down, and then I passed out for about five
minutes.
What
turned black,
back up.
If I can ask?
His sight.
My vision.
Oh.
Everything turned black. It kept, like, going in and out and everything.
Like you were in a tunnel?
Yeah.
I felt so like your dick started turning black or something. I called the doctor.
He was like, finally.
I went into my mom's room at about 3:30, so I had been having a heart attack for like an hour. I went into my mom's room at 3:30 in the morning and told her, I was like, hey, I need you to like feel my heartbeat. I need you to put your hand on my chest. And the second she did, she goes, holy shit, put your shoes on. We're going to the hospital.
Oh, damn.
And it was a mild stress-induced heart attack. It was so mild that they didn't even move me into like the heart attack wing. They gave me an IV that knocked me out for about 3 hours, got my all my vitals back down to normal, and then basically just sent me home because I was fine within 3 hours. But yeah, it's
stress
sucked.
Induced. I mean, you were sleeping.
Well, heart was like an AFib or something.
I have the EKG report. I don't remember exactly what it said.
Okay.
But it was very mild. Like they almost didn't call it a heart attack. It was that little, but it was enough to like make my heart start racing uncontrollably.
That's scary.
But I'm 34. Just a few months ago, my buddy is 31, and he had the same thing happen to him. He had a stress induced heart attack. And I was sleeping, but there's been so much going on with my company outgrowing me. I can barely keep up, and my ex won't leave me the fuck alone. So that's been bugging me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
By any chance, in the past couple of years, have you been jabbed by anything? Let's say.
No.
Okay.
You weren't stabbed like in your sleep.
Okay.
I repeat. No, he's talking about a. Yeah. No, I have not.
I refuse to talk about it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's why I knew you were getting that.
Okay.
I absolutely refused it.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But one of my friends did because she was going to lose her job. So she did, and now she's having very abnormal periods. She said she gets a weird period every 12 days.
Ew. That sucks.
Good news is Gary's making fun of you in chat and says he's healthier than you are.
Hey, but guess what? I can say fuck you, Gary, and get him kicked off the phone. So who's got the last laugh, bitch? I'm still alive and kicking.
Jesus.
Yeah. Be careful, man. You got fucked up hands and your heart.
Right.
Like I said, it was just stress induced. I've been taking measures. I started therapy a week ago.
I started therapy four
days before the fucking thing happened. But I'm taking measures. I'm hiring extra people to take the workload off of me a little bit, and it's a lot.
Yeah, put the powder down.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't done any in 2 days, so I knew it wasn't that.
Oh,
that was another thing I heard Anna talking about. Even when I take cocaine, like I'm still like, I want to go to bed by like 9.
Yeah. I guess that's just age, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what it is about it, but and I'm the same way as you. When I'm done, I'm done. All my friends know that when we go out drinking, once Kyle says he's done, Kyle's fucking gone.
Yeah.
When people try to, man.
And people will be like, come on. I'm like, this isn't up to me anymore. Like I'm over.
You're done.
I'm done.
You literally have no control over it.
Zero control.
I'm done. If you try and hold me here, I am going to freak out.
Or just fall asleep. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not going to be fun.
See, it's funny because, I'm like almost the opposite. Like, I could be like, hey, I'm getting tired. And then, like, they're like, well, you need to drive to Tallahassee and back. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, that's not me. I don't really get second winds like that. Sometimes a little bit, but not like that. But
so.
Anyways, right, Florida Stanley, be safe.
I will
be
see
safe.
You guys in just a couple months.
Yeah,
yay!
Awesome.
Can't wait to see you.
All right.
I feel like we've
it's almost noon.
We've done enough damage here. Thank you guys for listening.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you, Florida Stanley, for the $100 snipe. Gary, I'm sorry. We'll just see you from chat. Buddy. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday morning. Blitz, thank you for everything. Appreciate you. Thank you to the listeners. And have a great weekend. Goodbye.